Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Grand rising. It is Monday morning mindfulness. Excuse me. And thank you so much for joining us here today on the Female Solution. It is Monday, November 28th, and 2022. We have a little background noise here. I've got to clean this up. Don't know why. There's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry. You are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Grand Rising, and thank you for joining us today. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, November 22nd. It is the last Monday of the month, and we made it. We made it through the holiday. Well, I should say Thanksgiving weekend because it's still the holiday, because today is what? Cyber Monday. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a few minutes. But right now, if it's your birthday, if you're celebrating, happy Earth Day, birthday, born day to you, because this is your special day, and we're celebrating it with you. So thank you for joining us this morning. Let us all always keep in prayer the sick, the shut-in, the non-believers, and those who have given up hope. Because when you give up hope, you give up the possibilities of something good that can happen just because you're in a position in your life right now where you don't feel that hope, but you can never give up, ever, ever, ever. Just on the other side of that chaos and confusion, there lies your answer. So whatever you do, don't give up. Today's topic is transgender, part two. Part one was so good, we was like, we got to have her back. Madeline Sanders, a lady who has a son in his 50s, turned into a man. He transitioned into a man. So part two, very interesting. So be sure and forward this to somebody and tell them you need to watch this show this morning. And the issue actually was a blessing because something really, really good came out of it. So you'll get a chance to hear that today, despite her acceptance issues. If you're listening online, feel free to comment on our Blog Talk channel as well, blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and on our YouTube and Facebook channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Excuse me, if you are headed out and about today, it is high in the 40s, about 46 degrees today. That's not a whole lot, but it's enough to keep you warm. And if you are headed out, here's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of ChicagolandITex.com. Oh, mic is muted. And why can't I hear it? That's a good question. And traffic and weather is brought to you by Karen Kelly of ChicagolandITex.com. If you are looking to go anywhere in the world, Caribbean, Mexico, Vegas, Los Angeles, anywhere, you can travel with itex.com. But you got to use the bonus that I gave you, which is Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A, and you'll get $100 to go shopping right away. We'll see her information underneath the banner there. So, if you are on CTA or Metro, there are no reported delays, but if you are on the expressway, baby, that's a whole other story. Inbound on the Kennedy is 37 minutes, 29 minutes. Outbound is slow at Harlem. On the Eaton's inbound is 29 minutes and 21 on the reverse. On the Eisenhower, it's 38, almost 40 minutes, 28 on the reverse. There are delays headed out to O'Hare and at Mannheim to Des Plaines Avenue. It's really heavy. Inbound on the Stevenson, it's slow. The junction to the Ryan is 35, 31 on the reverse. On the Dan Ryan, it's 19 and 16 out, slow at 35th Street. Expect delays. On the Bishop Ford, 10 in and 9 out. And on Lakeshore Drive, Dusabo Lakeshore Drive, it is 9 minutes inbound and 10 minutes on the reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And, excuse me, if you're watching the show this morning online, you'll know that we're at facebook.com and Higher Learning TV Show and YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. And remember, sharing is caring. What do you care about? What do you worry about? That's the question. What do you worry about, and why do you worry? You don't have to. It's a choice. But chances are you have not been equipped with the tools and techniques that will help you overcome worry. And most of us have not been trained to worry. So we worry. That's why I offer the worry-free workshop, and I'll be sharing that with you later. But right now I'm going to share with you Monday morning mindfulness inspirational reading. And it comes from Mike House. Who's Mike House, Zelda? Mike House is a fellow journalist who sends out daily inspiration, and I love it, so I have to share it with you. It says, I have creative license. Yes, you do. You go now. You go now. I have creative license. This print is so small, you know I got to blow it up to see it right. Here we go. All righty. You were born in the image and likeness of creation. Yes, you were. The creative continuum is unceasing. You are the creative continuum. Constant creation continues the stream of life. For the vitality and vibrant growth of the world, you are compelled to contribute. Your words are powerful. Know that. There is an abundance to contribute. There is an abundance of ideas coming through and to you. Allow yourself to hear what God has in store for you to sustain your creative license. I am a beneficiary of the creative license. Say that with me. I am a beneficiary of the creative license. Yes, you are. My creative license does not expire. I speak my desires into existence. That's why we do the affirmations. Meditate to activate, remember? My creative license does not expire. I speak my desires into existence. I have the strength, perseverance, authority, power, and intelligence to create. My creations are undergirded by the divine intelligence that guides my way to manifestation. I stand on this creative continuum and thrive from the overflow and implementation of ideas. My needs are always, always fulfilled. Thank you, renunciation in me, through me, as me, and around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved through upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light. And then there was light. And that's taken from Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And that's from Monday, November 28th, 2022. I have creative license. And yes, you have it. So now that you have it, you know what to do with it, right? Okay, so do what you do, and I'll be right here with you when you do it. You know what that means? It is time for your morning inspiration. Are you joining us for morning inspiration this morning, Tony?
Yeah.
Nah. Tony's headed out the door this morning. Okay, you sure? You want to come say hi to the people?
Hi, people.
Now you see why I laugh so much. Because I got a living comic. That's what he do. Keeps me laughing. But right now we want to tone that laughter down just a little bit so that we can open up the chakras and all that good stuff. And we'll have our Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So let us become still. Let us become quiet. And close our eyes and begin the process of breathing in and breathing out. And if you'd like to be on our mailing list for an exclusive access and inspirational updates, just text RELIEF, Text the word stress relief to 219-699-2114, and we'll add you to the exclusive club. All right, about now, let's see. Paul for Patriot has a few comments. He says, it's not normal. It's sick and perverted. Ooh, wow. Okay, thank you, Paul. And also, good morning from John Caldwell. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Monday Morning Mindfulness. There is no me without you, so I greatly appreciate you joining us here this morning, and know that you are what makes this show. We couldn't do it without you, so thank you so much. So let us become quiet and sit up straight in our chairs, feet flat on the floor, nothing in our hands, nothing in our hearts but that of love and forgiveness and not being judgmental. Yeah, I know it's hard to be non-judgmental when we live in such a judgmental environment. But that's who we are. That's where we are in life. And it is getting a little warm in here. And I have got to turn this heat off because I am about to burn up. At first, I was too cold. Now I'm too hot. So, close your eyes, sit up straight, feet flat on the floor, and just listen to the sound. The sound is simply to gather your attention and help you focus. Inhale deeply through the nose to the count of five, hold it, and exhale. And as we begin the process, we give thanks for the power of the breath because someone, somewhere, is unable to breathe on their own, and that someone is not you. Give thanks that we are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. Had it not been the ancestors who came, give thanks. Because without the ancestors, we would not be here. That we sit here and have ale. Right place at the right out of the breath that is exhale. Inhaling. Exhale. Always doubt in the building. To powers that are within. It is something that inhale. Nobody ever told me I was. Nobody ever. You have to look. Can you send me? Exhale. Oh, I. That is this is something that we must do on a daily basis down our power. in our body. Excuse me, we may not know what that thing. You to do things. Because it's the design that bring the head forward, chin to chest, slowly rotate. Enjoy that. Slowly bring it around to the back and all the way back to the front. And look to the right side of. Giving thanks for the power of the breath. Exhale, we give thanks for the power, love, light, and energy to the heart, liver, lungs, the spleen, and the hip, eyes, and the knees, and the legs, and the ankles, and down through the feet and the toes. We give thanks as we inhale, bringing that energy back up from the feet to the legs and the knees. Oh yeah, gotta rub those knees, give thanks for them that they move, and the thighs and the hips and the buttocks and the back and the chest and the arms. And we give thanks as we take these two fingers here and this thumb and squeeze the back of that vagus nerve because it stimulates the immune system. So touch your body. Don't wait to go get a massage. Touch it right now. Touch yourself. Yes, these two fingers. Squeeze that neck, honey. Squeeze that vagus nerve because it's sending love, light, and energy all throughout the body. And then take your fingers and knee back here. My shoulders, that's where I hold my stress. And a lot of people hold their stress. So just sometimes we have to pamper ourselves. We have to pamper ourselves. Yes, we do. Because if we don't, who will? Inhale deeply. Giving thanks that all of the chakras are in line, in alignment from head to toe. And we give thanks for the power of the brain and the heart, the liver, the lungs, the spleen, the spine, and they're all working on our behalf, and we don't have to do anything but breathe. Inhale deeply. And exhale. And that is your first 5 minutes of the day. If you don't spend anything else, first 5 minutes in the morning and the last 5 minutes at night, so you can reprogram yourself to do and to be anything that you want. And remember to go to my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, and you can see more tips and information there, as well as the, I forgot to play the, what's it called, the promo. Baba Kwame Sunhorse talks about the inhaling and the exhaling of the affirmations that we just did, and I forgot to show that to you, so I'm going to pull it up right now. And that would be Baba Kwame Sunhorse, and he talks about how the power of these t-shirts, and not only these t-shirts but everything else that we wear, how we have been programmed. I'm going to use a nice word, how we've been programmed to do what we do, say what we say, wear what we wear, and I think it's important that we know that. So I'm going to let you listen to a very quick, short, just a few seconds of why you need to know this, because only the rich know these secrets. So listen to Baba Kwame Sunwas. Oh, let me turn the volume up because yeah, you might need to hear it. Okay, Baba, here we go.
You're wearing on that T-shirt, the words on there acclimate with the water in your body, and it energizes you even just wearing it if you understand what you're wearing.
Wow!
The same thing that Imoto shows us with water.
Wow, did you
know
that?
When you put the word love, it will crystallize the water to a higher frequency, and you put on that shirt and you put on what your body needs, the energy from those words you wear.
Well, that's a good point. Oh, Baba Kwame, what you wear, when you're wearing words on your body, on your clothing,
I didn't hear you.
Okay, Baba Kwame, that was powerful, and it was so powerful, I need you to say it again.
Yeah, and if we want to achieve something, and you believe, if you put a T-shirt on love, and that love is showing on there, it's energizing the water. You wear 70% water, so that means all the water that's flowing inside of you is receiving the word that's on your body. That's why designers put their names and logos, and that's how they stay rich. Vision board. Cut out the things that you want to see and put it on a board. Put it on your wall so you'll look up to what you believe in.
Wow. That is powerful. That is powerful. I never knew that, and I'm sure you probably never knew that either. But I just had to share that with you because that is the kind of information that can help move us forward. So it is 7:31, and when we come back from commercial break, we will be joined by our guest, Madeline, who has a transgender son, and that's what we're talking about today, transgender. What will our children grow up to be? So stay close, and we'll be back right back with Madeline. Thank you for watching and sharing this video. Call somebody, text them, and let them know. Transgender Part 2 is on.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
Crime in Chicago continues to increase. Communities and politicians must come together to make a change. No one person can solve these problems by themselves, but I believe together we can make progress. Let's provide job training, economic growth, and invest into our 7-7 community. Let's rebuild and restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of Chicago. I'm Dr. Willa Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip and under the constant threat of death? Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African Americans suffering from psychic trauma because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
And thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. The stressologist. Any stress in your life? Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with it. Stress. Especially as it relates to worry. I was once a worried about everything, and I finally figured it out. What's your training? Yeah, I've been certified with the American Society of Training and Development, National Speakers Association, and all of the others. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry, too. It is indoctrinated in us to worry.
Okay.
We don't have the answers, so we think the worst is going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that. And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. And you can sign up right there and find out how you... And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day.
HigherLearningNetwork.org. It's Cyber Monday. Black Friday's over, but it's Cyber Monday because everybody's looking for a deal today. So, excuse me, give the gift that lasts a lifetime, and that is the gift of worry. That's my Black Friday sale. 5 seconds. Worry-free Friday is turned into Cyber Monday, so be sure and share that. Let's take a look at some of the comments that we have this morning. Naima Latif, executive producer, says, Grand Rising, beautiful queen teacher, feeling hot. You're just having a power surge. Oh, you're such a powerful lady. Thank you, my sister. I'm only a reflection of you. Thank you so much. And my Vieta Robinson, my sister from another mister, says, Grand Rising, beautiful sister, feeling your love and colors. Oh, wow. Thank you. Color. I hope we don't have that echo anymore. It is 7:39, and Madeline is having a few difficulties this morning. Madeline, I don't know where your video went, but let's try it again. Because you are not coming through. I don't know what's going on. So let's try it again. There she is. All right. Adding Grand Rising. Madeline, thank you so much for joining us. And I see now I should be calling you Sandy. Is that correct? Ooh, I can't hear you, Madeline. Oh, I can hear you now. Go right ahead. Welcome to
Monday Morning Mindfulness. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Madeline from part one? Part one was so good, it's like, oh my God, we got to bring her back here. Transgender, what will your child grow up to be? And Sandy had a very interesting story. And just to recap, Madeline is the mother of a 55, Sandy? And she's froze. Anyway, he's in his 50s. And he decided to transition into becoming a woman. And as a result of that, she had some serious issues with that. Because you raise a boy, and then all of a sudden he wants to be a girl. And at this, in his 50s, you know, that was a shock. That was some serious trauma. Was it not, Sandy? Yeah, I saw her eyes blink, so, okay, she just disappeared. Sandy, maybe you just want to call in. How about that? I hate that because I know you. We wanted to see you. So I'll just run a quick promo till I get her back on the line. And just bear with us.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Hassan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And Madeline will be joining us by phone in just a minute because she has technical difficulties, so just bear with us for a minute.
Grand Madeline, how are you feeling today? Do you worry about things? What do you worry about? Money, relationships, job, your children. Probably all of those, right? Well, we haven't been taught the skill of silencing those voices and a plan on how to do that. All you have to do is sign up. You're only one click away from the Worry Workshop. Just go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. You'll be glad to get. Thank me later.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
And thanks for your patience. We now have Madeline on the phone. And you can call in and comment, too, at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Thank you, Viata, that the echo is gone. Let's go to the phone lines and bring Madeline up. Grand Rising, Miss Madeline. Miss Sandy, I got to remember to call you Sandy. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on The Female Solution. We got you, girl. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us. For being so vulnerable and sharing this information, because you know this is something we just don't talk about in the black community. It's like, put that up on the rug. You can't put that under the rug. These are human beings with feelings and emotions just like us, and how dare we be judgmental of them? You don't know what experience they're having in their body. These people came here to teach us things that we don't know. And however we learn it, that's how we learn it. So thank you, Madeline, for joining us this morning. Just to go right ahead. Give us a recap of what's going on in your life as a result of since the airing of the first show of part one.
Well, we were talking about my son, in quotes, as I refer to him. His birth name was Cyril Alexander Sanders. He changed his last name to Wolf. And then in 2011, he announced to me, he told me that he no longer wanted to present himself as a male, but rather as a female. As I said in the first time that we talked about this, I was informed by his first wife back in the 1990s that she came home from school one day and caught him with dressed with some of her clothes on. And when he had I talked to him about it to find out what was going on, to really try to get an idea about what was happening with him psychologically. He said that dressing in women's clothing helped him to relieve the stress. And I remember around that time, I saw a TV program one day where the host had someone on who also was transgendering. He was functioning as a transgender. And he said the same thing, that dressing in women's clothing helped him to relieve stress. Now, in the case of my son, I remember one time when he was a little guy, he was about 7 or 8 years old. And he said to me one day that he had determined that it was difficult being a black man in the United States. And I said, really? And then so I started to have a conversation with him about that. You know, because of where we lived, at the time we were living in California, and we always lived in diverse communities because I wanted to make sure that he had access to the best schools, the best public schools.
Mm-hmm.
So he was surrounded by a mixture of kids, and there were a lot of Caucasian youngsters that lived in the neighborhood where he was going to school, and a lot of them, in fact, attended the school where he was. So he's a very perceptive individual, and he came home one day, in fact, and told me that some little Caucasian boy had said that he was better than my son. And so I had a conversation with him about that, a very intense conversation, to let him know that there was nobody on the planet better than he, regardless of their skin tone, or color of their eyes or their hair, none of that. And so I made it a point to start having various conversations with him about the whole racial issue in the United States. He started reading some books about it and really having conversations, in-depth conversations. So I made it a point to start educating him about all the problems that existed in this country racially, especially when it came to the treatment of black males. And so that was a beginning, I think, you know, in terms of how he was feeling about growing up as a man. And then I never got married. His father and I did marry. I did try as much as I could, make it a point, to have him involved in activities where he was surrounded by men, strong men at that. But sometimes, even as all this started to occur, I wondered, what did I not do that I should have done? Where did I go wrong? Where did I fail? And that's how I looked at it. Because I know, and I always said this, Zelda, I can teach him a number of things about, general things about growing up, you know, dressing properly. I taught him, you know, good decorum about clothes and other things, you know, what was the measure of things that were good as far as durability and so forth. And even about the way he dressed, I taught him a lot about that. But at the end of the day, I knew that I could not teach him about being a man,
mm-hmm.
because I'm a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that said, I even tried to introduce him one time to I contacted the Boys and Girls Club, because at that point we were both living in back in Chicago, and I got a mentor from him, somebody he could go out with at least once a week. That lasted for a very short period.
Okay.
So, I don't know. You know, I still wonder sometimes, where did I go wrong?
Mm.
I still just tend to think about it that way. And to this day, it doesn't make me feel happy about saying, oh, now I have a daughter, you know, he was born a male, but now he wants to be a female and he's transitioning. I have to this day not felt comfortable about saying that. And I can tell you, it has, when I talk about it, it feels like the death that I've experienced, the death of a child, i.e. the beautiful baby boy that I had.
Mm.
That's how it feels.
You touched on some very important points that I want to go back to, and you said that, excuse me, you ask yourself the question, Madeline, where did I go wrong? So when you said that, it makes me think that you thought what he did, the experience that he had, was your fault. There was something that you did not do. Do you still feel that way? And why? And if
I
not,
I still question it. I can tell you I still question it, because here's what I'd say, and I've talked to a lot of men. I know a lot of men as associates. I even talked to, one time I had a conversation with Dr. Umar Johnson. I met him at a lecture, that series that he was giving one time. This was several years ago, must have been around 2004 or 5, somewhere around there. And I had a conversation with him about the issue with my son. And one of the first things he asked me was, did he grow up around his father? Or did he have any other men consistently? That was the operative term, consistently in his life. And I had to say no. My focus was with my son was to make sure that he got an excellent education. And I did accomplish that. I wanted to make sure that he did not grow up struggling in school, that I'm college educated, you know, and so I've always been very for it about valuing education in terms of what one can do with it. And that was a major thing for me. But I think that I did not put enough energy into making sure that he did things that were going to ensure that he grew into manhood and to that end, appreciating growing into manhood, and especially as a black man.
Mm. Wow, that says a lot. And the fact that you had the wherewithal to, within yourself, to realize that at this point in your life, have you stopped? Or do you continue to have the feelings that it's part of your responsibility that he feels the way he does?
I still have questions about it. Yes, I do. I still have questions about it, Zelda, because I know that, and this is based on research that I did, everybody is born, well, if your DNA morphs you into a man, you're going to have 80% testosterone and 20% estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
Women have 80% estrogen and 20% testosterone.
Ah.
And now how that ultimately balances out, I believe, has a lot to do with one's experiences. Even though I've heard some women say there's a, like with Magic Johnson, I heard them talking about their son, EJ, and things that they saw him do when he was a toddler.
Right.
They saw how he was dressing, you know, wanting to put on grandmother's clothes and that kind of thing. In the case of my son, I never, and people have asked me that, I never saw him do one single thing when he was a toddler, going through puberty, into his teen years. I never saw him do one single thing to suggest that he had a problem with being a male. I never saw anything.
Mm.
And that's what's been such a mystery about this. Obviously, there was something lurking in the back of his mind. But as far as dressing, as far as activities, everything that he did was all related to being a male.
Mm.
And growing up to be a man.
Did he have children?
He has one daughter, which came via the second marriage. She's been married four times. The second marriage, I got a granddaughter out of that marriage, and in fact, she recently reached out to one of my nieces, asking about her father. I know he does not have a relationship with him. That relationship was, it was really severed because he went to prison in 2010 for 13 months. And when he did that, he and his wife, which were already having a difficult, they had a difficult marriage. It was very difficult because he did not want to work. And he had started cross-dressing. She told me, in fact, his second wife did, that he started cross-dressing when she got pregnant with their child. And and as soon as I heard that, the first thing that came to my mind was it was a stressful time.
Mm.
And then he did not like working. I don't know where that came from, because he always saw me either working or in school or both. He
mm.
never saw me doing anything other than that.
Mm.
So anyway, when he went to prison, as soon as he went to prison, she went about divorcing. Filing for a divorce. And so that, of course, severed the relationship. And I know my granddaughter has not seen him since he went to prison. She did ask about him. She graduated from Michigan State last year. Very smart young woman. She's an engineer. So she got an excellent education start in life. So I know that she's thinking about her father. And the cousin that she reached out to told her that I could make that contact happen. But she didn't ask any more questions about it. And her mother, I don't know what she said about me, but she said, obviously, she said some horrible things about me to my granddaughter's father. I mean, to my granddaughter about me, because she really wanted to step, and she did. She stepped, made sure that my granddaughter and I would not have a relationship. And so, in fact, I do know, and I've been able to keep track of her, and I'm about to make a move to really try to bring that relationship together, because the bottom line is she doesn't know anything about me. And the fact that her mother was angry with my son really had nothing to do with me. I was always pleasant towards them, helping them however I could, you know. And so the hate was just my former daughter-in-law. That was just it was a personal thing for her, with her. And unfortunately, she took it out on me.
Causing you to need to release more stress as well. And that is the comment of one of our time for us to take a commercial break. We'll be right back, and we're going to take calls from the line 773-450. We'll take your call first. But I want to get this comment that my sister of the microphone says. Vieta says, did she say dressing in women's clothes reduces stress? Yes, she did say that. She absolutely said that. And she also says, Vieta Robinson says, super athlete Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner, pursued sports and of all kinds to cover his desire to be a female and had 10 children. Also a secret cross-dresser. And for many years before he became a woman, he says he's the most happy, peaceful place in his whole life. Wow.
Well, I can tell you one thing that I heard he did not do.
And that is?
The last thing I heard was that he had not gone as far as getting the surgery.
Oh.
Yes. And I also heard that he still likes women.
Oh. So he's what they call it, AC Deucey, switching back and forth or something like that.
Whatever it is for the moment. And my son is doing the same thing. He's married to a woman right now.
Oh, okay, wow. All righty, well, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and take some calls, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we'll be right back, so stay close.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced. And we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And we are back here on the Female Solution, and we are by Sandy. She has got rid of those technical issues. She's with the school that had audio. Yep, the window open. Horrible audio. Oh, it just stopped.
Yay! All right. Thank you. Thank you, Sandy. Vieta Robinson says, did she say dressing in women's clothing reduces stress? Yes, she did. She did say that. So he's bisexual. Yeah, because he's married to a woman right now, right? Madeline?
Yes.
He is bisexual. Wow. Wow. Wonder how his wife handles that. Ooh-wee. That's a good question. How she handles that. Yes, ma'am.
I can tell you this. What I've heard is that she accepted it. Now, I also heard from her father that she had some serious psychological issues. She had low self-esteem. She's easily manipulated. And my son is a very manipulative individual.
Ooh.
So that is not a healthy relationship.
Wow. It's not.
And I can tell you, and I'll tell you this, he told me one time that he would never, never marry anyone like me because he sees me as a very strong woman. And in fact, he told me one time that I have more testosterone than he had.
Wow. This is what your son said to you. Okay. Let's open up the phone lines. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Let's go to the phone. Area code 773-450. You're live on the Female Solution. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising, good morning, and God greetings to everyone. I had a question. I'd like to thank you for the program. I'd like to thank Madeline for sharing her story because that's got to be somewhat painful. But
yeah.
I had a similar situation. I had a goddaughter. Mother raised her just like you raised your son, the normal way. Then she turns around one day and said, well, I guess I'm going with a girl, and then it's holiday time, so she's going to bring her girlfriend over for Thanksgiving or whatever it was. Her mom was devastated. She didn't even know what to say. So I told her mom, hey, look, she wants to be this way, and that's what she's doing. We have to follow along with her if you love her. So we got together, got with her daughter and her girlfriend, went over there and spent time with her. And they danced together and did all this other stuff that they normally do. I'm fortunate because I've been around that type of, you know, experience and lived in gay town and all this other stuff. So I know about, you know, about mixed or whatever people call themselves to be, because I just talk to people. But anyway, long story short, in her situation, she went through that lifestyle because that was her choice. And then somewhere along the line, I followed along with her, loved her every step of the way, never questioned her, just talked to her about her life, didn't doubt anything she wanted to do. Eventually, she decided that she didn't like that lifestyle and she got out of it on her own. So I'm just saying that to say, first of all, forgive yourself. It's nothing that you've done. You raised a wonderful son. He has to make his own decisions about what he wants to do. But just for your own information, it is a challenge in American society for a black man. He's got an identity crisis when he steps out here. I had the same situation here in me where I have more men hitting on me than women. And they offering you money and all this type of stuff. That's how I know I'm not gay, because at the time when they were offering me money, and all, if I was going to make a move when people were doing all that, I would have done it. But I just didn't have the desire. But I'm just saying, being a black man in America is really a dilemma. Finding your identity and fitting in. So it's a challenge just to do that every day. And sometimes because of society doing this big flip, we just flip and go with whatever we think we should be. You also have people to help you, but just love him the way he is. He has to find his own way. It's nothing you've done to cause him to be that way. He's got a granddaughter. He's got a daughter. She needs somebody to help her out. I'm grateful that you're there for her. So, you know, it's a very challenging situation, but conquer it with love, because that's all we got. It's the greatest gift. I sure appreciate you telling the story. You took a lot of courage to do this.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Sandy. Wow. That's powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Obadiah. Wow. That's powerful as well. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. See, because your emotional well-being, I won't say is not in jeopardy, but it's challenging. It's still challenging for you because of your, I mean, this is not something that just happened and, you know, you're going to go back to being who you used to be. No, things are changing. Life is changing. Okay, you got something going on there?
Somebody was trying to call me.
Oh, okay, that was your phone. Well, don't they know that you're live on the air? No, they don't know. They will know. But yeah, that takes some guts, Miss Sandy, for you to be able to come on and share this, because, you know, that's just something we just don't talk about in the black community. We don't talk about being gay, even though it's so, you can't help but to see it. But then it's like we just like kind of push it under the rug. It's like we really don't want to talk about it. How are you not going to talk about it? It's all in your face. People, these are emotions that people are experiencing, and they need to be addressed. When you talked about men and women, the men having 80% testosterone and 20% estrogen, and women having the reverse, estrogen 80% and 20% testosterone, It makes you wonder if something got mixed up in the building of this body that this person was in, where the estrogen and the testosterone was reversed. Did you ever have that thought? That thought just occurred to me, so I just thought I'd share it with you.
Well, one thing I'm going to say, something else I'm going to say in connection with all of this about the LGBTQ WXYZ phenomenon.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I've read the material dating back 1953. there is an organization called the American Depopulation Council that was
yes.
in 1953.
American Depopulation Council.
Depopulation Council. That was all about the about how to depopulate. In fact, the black population in the United States, and the target was the black population in the United States and in Africa. And so I can tell you this, that I read something in connection with all of this, that in 1960s. There was a conversation going on about how to reduce the black male population. And the conversation was that one way to accomplish that was to introduce homosexuality, to really push it hard into the black community. And if you notice today, what's been happening is that you see in advertisements on TV, I don't watch very much TV, but on TV, I noticed that in some advertisements, even some films, you do not see strong black men.
Mm-hmm.
You see black men who look, sometimes, they look way. They look like they're easily manipulated.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that certainly, now of course there is such a thing as in vitro fertilization.
Mm-hmm.
There is the ability of same-sex couples to use a surrogate parent. So those exist. But what does that do? That injures or that hurts the concept of the nuclear family structure. That is, man, woman, and children. And so we know among our people, black people, that something like 80% of our population of women are not married.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been married in this day.
Mm.
Now, I met someone who I know, and there's a possibility it's a man, and eventually we're going to get married. I have a business. I'm self-employed. I am also getting ready to go to law school.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
oh, wait. Just don't breathe right over that. Don't breathe right over that, Miss Sandy. I need whoever is listening to hear what you just said. At your stage in life, you are going to law school?
Yes.
See, what you are...
I could have gone there.
You are what...
In 1973, I got a bachelor's degree in political science at Northwestern University. I could have gone to law school then, because I was accepted at a couple of schools. But when I applied, I did it on a whim, and I wasn't really excited about the idea of doing it. I just did it on a whim.
Mm.
And so I decided at that time not to pursue it. And I did a number of other things over the decades. I've done a lot of things in different areas. And I would say to you, Zelda, and the audience, yes, now my son was born in 1968. I've done a lot of things to develop myself and him to make sure, my intent was to make sure that he grew into a healthy, wholesome man, interested to finish school and then get married and have a family. several times I told him, go to school, get a good education, so you can not only take care of yourself, but take care of your family.
Mm.
And so I was very specific about that. So this whole idea with him about thinking somehow that he's entitled not to work, somebody to have more, I don't know where that came from.
It didn't come from you. It definitely didn't come from me.
I really don't know where that comes from. Because it didn't come from me, because I know that's not, and he never even told me he relates to any man like that. If I met some lady, or if I even, somebody came across my path who I thought was not a stood up man, I would dismiss him immediately. No second thought. And by the way, I'm also a military veteran. I was in the Navy 3 years, right out of high school.
Oh, my goodness. And
so, I mean, I've seen a lot of men. I've had men in my space as associates. And that's a certain way I expect men to govern themselves. I don't deal with women.
Okay.
My son saw that. I didn't date a lot of folks because I didn't want him growing up saying, you know, I saw my mom with this person, that person. I never, ever lived my life that way. The people that he saw me with were strong men. In fact, I remember one fellow I met, he said I was too soft. He thought I was not firm enough and I wasn't tough enough in terms of how I disciplined it. Well, everybody has a way of disciplining their children. I certainly was not one to let him do whatever he wanted to do and get away with it. You know, like, because I let him know I was in charge. And as long as you're living in my house, sleeping in my bed, eating my food, you're going to do in accordance with the rules that I laid down. And when you don't want to do that, goodbye.
Okay.
And in fact, one time when he was a teenager, he didn't want to come in when the lights went out on the street.
Oh, he got real grown. He got grown real quick. He just wanted to do things his way.
And I know.
Looks like we got a little.
I say he was real.
Oh, she keeps freezing. Well, you know, it's Monday morning, and it's always a little madness.
When he decided he was going
to. Yeah, Miss Madeline keeps
freezing. When he decided he was really going to text me. I told him he had to go, and I called up a homeless shelter. I called him up and told him I was bringing somebody there, my son. I think he was 16 at that time, and I made him pack his bag. We got in our car, and I started down to that place, Pacific Bug Garden Mission.
Okay.
And he saw that I was deadly sick. And so that's the way I lived with him. You know, I wasn't, he's just doing it, you know, and blah, blah, blah. He's just, no, none of that. I was not that kind of mother. Not at all.
Okay. Said don't. And you are a prime example of that.
And a lot of these boys. I'm sorry.
I said, no, go right ahead.
I've seen these boys nowadays, and these growing up in these these homes where there's no father. They're so undisciplined and so man in the house. Yeah. And that's really unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
But I'm from the old school. Yes, I am old school. I don't take no less.
Okay, and I would definitely say at the age of 70 plus, and you going to law school, I know you don't take no place. This has just been such a blessing in disguise, because as a result of the actions that he took as a child, as a man, in your home, it has opened up a way of being a blessing for others. I never heard of anyone going to school at the age of 70. Any kind of school. There was one black man back in the day. He went back to get his high school education or something like that. And probably a lady too. But you just don't see that every day. And you are such a phenomenon. You are what the late poet, actor, author, director, dancer, international woman, Dr. Maya Angelou says, you are a phenomenal woman, because you are doing things that is unheard of at your young age of 70 plus. So, we salute you, Miss Madeline Sandy, I'm sorry, for the work, because this has turned into a ministry for you. This is just not something that you do. This is a ministry, and you are helping others. Oh, my goodness, we got tons of comments. Let's get some of these comments in here. Okay. Jody San says, Grand Rising. And Vieta says, yes, challenging relationships beg the question, what is the spiritual lesson for me? Oh, Miss Sandy, what's the spiritual lesson for you? Share that with us, and then we're going to take a quick commercial break, our last commercial break. Go right ahead.
Spiritual lesson?
Yes, ma'am. What's the spiritual lesson here for you, do you think? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I very much believe in God. In fact, when I get up every morning, I say a prayer. I have a meditation period.
Mm-hmm.
I thank him for it. And every day, I say a set of affirmations. About who I am.
Ooh.
And what I represent to my people, how I'm able to do the work that I do. And by the way, I do clemency petition.
Yes.
It's called the Covenant Initiative. It's almost 3 years old. We do clemency petitions for individuals who are incarcerated to get their sentences commuted. For those individuals who are wrongfully incarcerated, we will also, once they're out of prison on a commutation, we'll restart the commutation, the clemency process, to get a pardon for individuals who are wrongfully incarcerated. That's the work I'm doing, which led to the reason why I'm going to law school, getting ready to go to law school.
And powerful. What the work that you are doing is so much needed in the community. I just want to focus just for a moment on something you said earlier. You said affirmations. You practice affirmations this morning, as we all should be doing every morning, because we have been dumbed down by media, thinking that we got to stay on the phone and YouTube and Facebook and all the other channels, all the social media, and real power is in here. And that's where those affirmations come in. Handy, the I am, whatever I am that I am, and that's one of the things that we have to focus on. And that's what I was talking about doing Monday morning mindfulness meditation, where that is exactly what you said. That's why we do what we do here on the Female Solution. And I have no idea why my phone is ringing, but it'll have to take precedence over that. But I just wanted to share it with you. This is why we do these affirmations here. These are tools for changing consciousness. See, the designers know that. That little clip you heard me play earlier about the secrets that the filthy rich knew, that designers know that we don't know. You got to go back and listen to that. I'll post it on my YouTube page, on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com, so you can see that.
but I just had to share that with you. But let me go back. I want to get some of the comments, more comments, and we're going to take some more calls here. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. There's another comment here. Jody Susan Calhoun, our Tuesday morning host on self-care. Be sure and tune in tomorrow. She says, transgender was created by specific chemicals added to our water supply, like atrazine that turns male frogs into female frogs. Ooh, you better teach, girl. Did you hear that? Did you all hear that? Let me say that again. Transgender was created, what did she say earlier, by the American Population Council, was created by specific chemicals added to our water supply, like atrazine that turns female frogs, male frogs into female frogs. Hmm. And you thought you knew everything. Nah, there's a whole lot we don't know that's going on underground. Vieta says, universe brings us lessons about letting go of expectations about how people and children should behave. Yeah, buddy. Because it'll make you think in a whole new way of being. Acceptance and surrender. Girl, teach right here. Acceptance and surrender to divine plans bring peace and better health. Because you will worry yourself to death about your son and anybody else that's watching, your child, who is not conforming to society. That's a whole other show. But I just had to point that out. Thank you so much for sharing that, Vieta. And Jody goes on to say, so she dropped her son off at a shelter. Did you? Is that what you said correctly?
No, I did not. In fact, when we left the house, her that was serious. He said, oh, Ma, I'm so sorry. I'm going to do better. Please don't take me to a shelter. No, I did not take him to a shelter. He changed his tune. He decided he was going to abide by my rules.
Ah.
That's what that was.
Ah. Okay. Changed his mind very quickly.
Very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he saw I was...
Yeah. He saw you
were... You know, this was not about my way or the highway.
Or the highway. This is about the way, that how it's going to be.
Exactly.
And also, well, I'm glad to hear that you did not drop him off. So, no, that's not
no,
what she said.
No.
We got another comment here. Oh, cool. She says, okay. Jody says, okay, good to know. All righty. If you want to get those calls in, please don't wait till the last minute, because you know y'all, you want to comment, so don't wait till the last minute. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak, and we will take your call. And we'll be right back, so stay close.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code TheFemaleSolution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive, and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
And rising, thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and I'm joined by Miss Sandy, mother of a transgender son. But first, I want to remind you to join us tomorrow morning for self-sale care with Jody Susan. If this is her Facebook page, type in Susan Essentials. Tomorrow, oh my goodness, she sent me a link to a show called Suddenly Dead. Be sure and check out. You'll see it right there. Susan Essentials, go to that page and subscribe. You'll be glad you did, because she shares information about our health, our wealth, but specifically our self-cell care. What we've got to do to take care of the cells in our body, because it's the cells in our body that guide, guard, and direct the direction of our health. So I want to share that with you. We got an echo coming from somewhere. Is that on your end, Miss Sandy?
No.
Okay, has Madeline considered the influence of a past life on her son's behavior? Wow, good question, Vieta. You ever thought about that, Miss Sandy?
Considered the influence of past life. It's interesting that question came up because sometimes I've had conversations with some friends about us having a past life. I haven't done a lot of research on it, so I can't talk about something that I have very, very minimal information about. But there's a slim possibility about something like that. I would tell you, Zelda, I believe that, you know, it warrants more research to be done on that concept to really see what that means in terms of the person that you're, who's in your space today. I want to also say this for the audience, because all of my male friends and associates or whatever, you know, they are men. They are real men. And I don't know, I've asked some of them, how would you feel about dealing with a transgender woman? The response consistently has been, I don't want such a person.
Ooh.
I want a real woman. Real woman. And we know that sometimes women have a hysterectomy.
Wow.
And so we have the organs that enables us to get pregnant and birth a child. But when we're dealing with a transgender person such as my son, we know that he was not born with the capability of becoming pregnant and carrying a child to term and birthing that child. So on the outside, and maybe in some of his organs, he has been able to morph himself into a female. But is he a real woman? That's a big question. Because there's a difference between men and women. Our emotional makeup is different. The way we exercise authority tends to be different. So, you know, there's a lot of questions woven around this whole concept, which required a lot of discussion. A lot of discussion, you know, round tables or whatever, because it is a complex, issue. And to that end, I would say it's not so simple as somebody saying, I no longer want to be a man. I want to be a woman. Well, you don't have the emotion. Like I told my son, at a surgery you go through, I said, you have the DNA of a man. And you will always be a man as far as your DNA, your structural makeup, your cell formation in your body that governs how you are emotionally, how you relate to people. There's a lot of complex stuff going on here with that. So, you know, some people want to make it, well, it's about having some surgery. It's about getting rid of your Adam's apple, which I understand can be shaved down. And you can be taught how to elevate your voice to sound like a woman. Well, that's just some, you know, simple stuff that you want to do. But what about your emotional makeup? What about the things that make you a man as opposed to a woman? And I say, I would argue there's a lot of conversations that need to be had around that entire issue. And somebody is saying that I'm actually incorrect.
That's what Jody
said. Does not have the DNA of a
man. Mm-hmm. Does not have the DNA of a man. He has the DNA of a woman because of the chemicals.
Well, you know what? I would tell anybody, if you saw him walking down the street, he's 6'3" and a half. He wears a size 13 shoe. Now he's let his hair grow so he can look like a woman. But you look at his hands. Look at his feet. That's a bone structure.
Mm-hmm.
You can't change that.
No,
and
you
I
can't.
Change that.
No, you can't. That you cannot change.
Look at the structure of the face.
Jody also says you have to look at the cells. The cells of the body are being changed, and that is why he is feeling it. Others are feeling the way that they are feeling, because remember the comment earlier about how they the after scene where they changed the frog from the male to the female? It's in the water.
The water.
It's in everything. It's in our water supply.
Yeah.
So it can't help but to change it. She says, let me go back here. She says, Vieta says his soul has been on a multi-gender journey, and any unresolved trauma in this life of past lives could still affect his thoughts and behavior. How about that? Wow, that's powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Viata. That is powerful. I love that. And just a moment, though, I digress. I have got to go back and show you this because I pulled this up when we came back from the commercial break. I was talking about how the move, well, in reference to Tomorrow, so for Jody, died suddenly. That was the movie that I saw that everybody needs to see, and the powers that be don't want you to see that because as I'm pulling it up right now, you can see when I go to play the video, look what happens. Died suddenly. This is the YouTube trailer. And look what happens. I go to play it, and it doesn't play. So what does that tell you? There's a hidden agenda here, people, and you need to be aware of it. So I just wanted to point that out. But for those of you who are watching, please go to YouTube and watch this. Died suddenly. There are some things going on that you need to know about. And this is the full movie, Died Suddenly 2022, on the documentary YouTube. Yeah, when you see this, you will understand why the powers that be are afraid of you, and they want to keep you in a state of confusion. So I just had to share that. And a few more comments. Vieta says, sounds like a black Bruce Jenner instructor because he's 6 feet, wearing size 13 shoe. Yeah, I guess so. He does sound like a black Bruce Jenner. You got that right. Jody says, died suddenly is also on Rumble. It is 8:47. We're off in 10 minutes, but our executive producer, Naima Latif, is joining the show this morning because I know she has some powerful input. Welcome to the show, our beautiful queen sister, Naima Latif. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. And thank you for introducing us to Miss Sandy here because without you, she wouldn't be even be on the show. So thank you so much for joining us this morning. And Naima will be also here for the after show because there's going to be an after show. It's got to be an after show.
Yeah, there are two people that have said things that can illuminate things a bit more. Jody mentioned the physical aspect of what's happening biochemically, the water that is changing us biochemically, food, when you have food that has estrogen in it, like tofu, that can give a male more estrogen.
Ooh.
Change the balance of the estrogen and testosterone. And sometimes men will feel it, and they'll even see their breasts start to grow. And again, things that are put in the water that we're not aware of that is affecting us biochemically. Even women might be feeling more masculine because of things that are seeing more testosterone in them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the physical reality. And then Viata mentioned the spiritual side of it. And you mentioned that we need to do more research about past lives. Well, the research has been pretty extensive, and I'm always quoting Dolores Cannon, who is a hypnotherapist. She specializes in past life regression. She's taken many thousands of people back through the death experience and then through the life experience that they've had. And there are many, 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 many people all across the internet that are verifying that we live many, many lives. And both genders, and many lives, even as other things than humans. We are not these bodies we're in. This body is just a vehicle. It's just a vessel that we're wearing to make this experience in the physical realm. Until we understand that, we will not be able to comprehend what's happening to people who are feeling like they're in the wrong body. What the research of Dolores Cannon has showed us, as well as many others who have researched and discovered this. As souls, what we do before each birth, for each incarnation, we have a meeting. We have a meeting, our soul has a meeting with the council, and we discuss our life plan and what we intended to achieve in a particular life. Who are the parents are going to be, the parents that have agreed to be our parents, or we selected to be our parents. And we choose the gender that we're going to be. So there are no accidental births. Every birth is a deliberate decision by a soul to be the child of those two people for a reason. And it's very detailed in the plot, in the plan that's made for each life. So when you come into the body of a female, the spirit is constantly assisting in the development of that body. And they don't enter it until they take that first breath of life. But all the time, they're constructing that body with their energy, and they've chosen it to be a male or a female. And we know skeletal wise, that's the first thing is the brain. And male brains and female brains are biochemically different. So they made a decision to be either a male or a female. Then the structure of the skeleton, that's also formed either male or female. Even if they have a genitalia change, they can't change the structure of the skeleton. That's a permanent structure. It's like when you build a frame of a house. You know, you might redecorate it inside, but the frame of how it's made, that is how it is. So whoever changes their mind, you know, years after they've been inside this body that they created, that they chose to inhabit, what happened that they changed their mind from their original plan? Because they did have a plan for being the gender that they chose. So there are a lot of things that might cause a person trauma, I think you ought to mention, you know, emotional traumas that can trigger kind of a fracturing of the brain. When someone goes through the prison experience, more than likely, there's a high possibility that they've been violated sexually, which causes trauma. And all other kinds of things, emotional trauma that comes perhaps from the absence of a parent, the separation of parents, abuse by a parent, all these things that can create emotional trauma. But what we have to not do is blame ourselves for what's happening to our children when it comes to their identity choices. They didn't come to us as a blank slate. They came to us as a fully formed being with many memories of many different lives that are affecting who they are when they come into this life. And we do the best we can as parents. But also, there are things that are happening inside of yourself that you had nothing to do with. That's part of, like Viata saying, his soul's journey. And you also have many people who have had lives as one gender. You're going to have somebody who's had maybe 20 lives as a female. And then they realize they have more sensitivity to the female experience. They need to have an experience as a female. So they choose to come into a female body, and maybe they've had many lives as a male, and they choose to come into a female body for the experience and the sensitivity of learning how to be a female, but inside they still feel like a male because their soul has all these soul memories of a female, vice versa, same thing. It could have been many lives as a female, and they feel like, well, maybe from my understanding, I need to know what it's like to be a male. So they chose to be that male. And they've got their soul has all these memories of being a female, so being a female just feels more familiar. And that's also what we're seeing with a lot of people in the LGBTQ community. You're influenced by your soul memory as well as you're influenced by the biochemical condition of the body that you're wearing, that you're inhabiting. You're influenced by. This body is a communication vehicle. So it's expressing biochemically all of your emotions. And when we know these things and we have a better understanding of how our sexuality. It affects our body chemistry. If you have a male that has had a sexual experience with another male, that's going to have a biological impact. And that happens often in prison. So you have a lot of men coming out of prison. They've had a sexual experience with a male. They've had the absorbing of male body fluid in their body. That has changed them biochemically. They're feeling different sensations. They don't know how, they don't know what to think. They don't have the words to express what happened. Traumatized emotionally. So all of that's happening in our population. And the more we see people going through the prison experience, the more we're seeing a lot of coming out traumatized by the sexual experiences that they've had, the very violent sexual experiences that they've had. So all of this is a part of what we're seeing in our society. But it would help us if we understood the spiritual aspect of our identity. Because the soul is neither male nor female.
Mm.
The spirit of life. So when we have an experience inside a body, that begins to shape our memory, our personality, and all of these things. And if we had a traumatic experience in one life, the trauma can carry over, like Beata was saying, to the present life. Now, the more people look for psychotherapists and past life regressionists like Canada, the more they might get answers to what's going on, what they're going through now. But if we just condemn them, or like what a lot of religious people do, oh, they're going to hell, or they got a demon, you know, if they do that, they're not going to get answers that help. They're just going to cause more pain. So we need to absorb the knowledge that is now available about what we are as the eternal souls having many life experiences, about the effect of trauma on our personality, and about the biochemical effects of the water, the food, and all, and the air, all the other things that are affecting the cells in our body, like Jovi's saying. All of these things have an impact. But none of it should make us look at ourselves and say, where have I failed? Because you have not failed. You're experiencing something that's forcing you to grow. And what this is challenging you to do is to love him unconditionally, because that's really what we're here to do, is to learn how to love people unconditionally, no matter what they express, no matter how they behave. Parenthood is an opportunity to learn how to love unconditionally, because that is the love of God. It is not judgmental, it's not condemning, it's compassionate and loving and forgiving. And that's your challenge, to love your son, even if he chooses to become your daughter.
Wow, that's powerful. What do you think about that, Ms. Sandy?
I appreciate what you said, Naima. In fact, I did tell him some time ago that because he is my child, I birthed him. He's part of me. So he's my biological child, and I told him that no matter what he's doing with himself or to himself, I will still love him. I will always love him. I have not turned my back on him at all. I said, I'm not down with your lifestyle, but I love you. And no matter what you do to yourself, I'm not going to stop loving you. I will do whatever I can to help you, to support you. He doesn't like the way I go about it. You know, he thinks that I support him, and I'm not forthcoming enough to say, yes, I'm okay, but you've got that. So, you know, I have my issues with that, and I know I do. But like I told him, I still love you because I thank you. So I'm not walking away from you. I'm not turning my back on you.
Did we just lose her? If you look at the screen, you'll see what Madeline Miss Sandy just told us about the American Depopulation Council. When I Googled that, this is what showed up. John D. Rockefeller, third statesman and founder of the population control. So if he's part of the population control, I'm pretty sure he's part of the depopulation control. And how long has this man been gone? He has been gone for years. But the work still lingers on.
That council was created in 1952.
In 1952, before we were even born, Naima, in 1952. So this is one of the resources that will be on the blog, and you can go to my blog and see it after the show. But I just wanted to share that with you because I was like, wow. This was in set in place in mind before we were even born. That's how far this goes back, because they are just not thinking about...
Before you all were born.
Yeah. Before we were born, yeah, Ms. Madeline. Before we were born, and that's just that's something that we need to be aware of.
You know, when you look at it, they have a plan, but it didn't work. Mm. We now have 8 billion plus people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's growing. So the arrogance of people believing that they have the power to control life is outrageous.
Yeah.
They don't have the power because they did not create the world. They cannot end the population on the world. They can't create a soul, and the souls that choose to be born, they can't control that. They can do what they're doing. You can make a mess of the air, the water, the earth. They can try to control who can grow food by genetically modifying plants so that they don't produce seeds. They can do all those things, but they really can't control life. They're not the authors of life. They're like every other soul. They got a temporary time to be here on this planet, and then they leave. So all these plans they're making, oh, we're going to get rid of these people, we're going to get rid of those people, it can create some disturbances, but the population is still continuing to grow, and mm-hmm. they can't decide who's going to reproduce and who isn't. India, China, you know, Africa, still growing population.
With the one baby restriction, yeah.
So all of these things, they work for a minute and then they don't. So there is a greater plan. If the creator of the universe has a plan, the little people on this little tiny planet can't thwart that.
Oh, shit.
We're in the after show now, I believe.
Yes, we are. I just happened to look at the clock. I was like, oh, my goodness, it is after 9 o'clock. It's 9:03. Let me play the – I'll just wait to play the – just not to interrupt your thought. Should I play the ending now or after the show?
We'll play it at the end.
Okay, we'll play it. Yeah, I don't want to interrupt your thought. Go right ahead.
But we shouldn't be afraid of all of these plans because fear is part of what gives it power. If we know they don't have power, then we won't be giving them power by thinking they have the power to do the things that they're trying to do, but they can't do it. They have not been able to decrease the population of Earth with all the wars. After every war, there's an even greater baby boom. I mean, all of us are children of the baby boom from World War II. And you would think with two atomic bombs dropped, the war was going to end. I mean, the 50s, they were having all these drills for children, getting a bomb shelter because they were sure the world was going to blow up. Well, that didn't happen. We're all still here, and we are the baby boom generation, and there's so many in our generation now. That's why the pharmaceutical industry is so strong, because elders are considered a their base in terms of, you know, their consumer base. All the older people that are expected to get old and deteriorate and then have to use pharmaceutical products. So a lot of even the medications we're using are in our body chemistry. So that's why you're seeing people, you know, because, again, they're changing that balance of estrogen and testosterone. So all of these things that are happening that seem to create gender confusion, a lot of it is biochemical. This is why why we have to have more control over what we're eating. If we're eating genetically modified organisms, food that has been grown in such a way that it doesn't produce it, how do you get something that grows without a seed? Everything has a seed. So what's the long range plan? What's the long range effect of eating GMOs and juices and liquids that are produced in laboratories? So a lot of our biochemical imbalance has to do with what we're ingesting.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that, and then we have the traumatizing effect of a society, constant stress. So I think, as someone said earlier about some men dressing women's clothes as a way to de-stress.
De-stress, yeah.
Well, that's different.
Yeah.
But
never heard that one, yeah.
We also have a lot of social things happening. And I have some male friends that are very frightened by the changing of gender roles. It used to be very distinct, you know, if you're a woman, you stay home and cook. If you're a man, you go out and work. And then World War II changed everything because they needed women to go out and work in these factories while men were off to work.
Yep.
We ain't been back in that kitchen since.
Uh-huh.
As a job. You know, it was like, okay, wait, I like having my own money.
Yeah.
I like having the power over my own career.
Right.
So we can no longer define genders by the kind of work. But it doesn't change who you are as a woman just because you, and we see a whole lot more female bus drivers because they're the ones that can pass the drugs. So the traditional jobs that used to be male, you know, used to be considered, you know, female kind of job. Well, you know, now you got females doing. Does that change a woman biochemistry, biologically? Some men are saying, well, you know, women are getting more masculine now. You got more women doing police work and security work. Yeah, you do, but she doesn't stop being a woman. So how do we acknowledge the fact that women have leadership skills, they have strength, they have logic, they have all of those things, but they are different biochemically than men?
Jody says, exactly, Naima, exactly. She also says, Vieta says, sperm counts are down, but miracle babies are still being born, are they not?
That's right. You can't stop the population growth.
Solution to GMO food is eat less and move more in nature. Thank you, sis, and
yes,
absorbing nutrients from source.
Yeah, I'd like to say one thing
Please, go right ahead.
Keep in mind, with the black population,
did we just lose Miss Sandy? Yeah, she just froze.
She was thinking about the black population. Oh, here we go. I saw her blink. Okay.
Oh, there she is.
Well, okay. I just wanted to say this. Keep in mind, there's been a lot of social engineering purposes.
Yes.
That have happened in the United States to emasculate the black man at the expense of promoting the black woman.
Mm.
So what do we have today? We have, and I never take anything away from what we as women, black women especially, can do. But the black man has been emasculated ever since us were brought to this country for enslavement purposes. That has happened. And it's been by design. It happened when the welfare system was brought into our population. And a friend of mine, in fact, who used to work for a welfare agency, he said to me that unlike what happened with black families where the man could not be in the house if the woman was getting welfare money, in white families, the man has to be in the house.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, we're the only ethnic group where they kick the man out of the house to get welfare. No other group had to put the man out in order to get money. So she's right. This social engineering,
wow.
It was meant to destabilize the family.
It didn't happen. It only happened
mean, even immigrant families, they get aid.
Exactly.
They don't have to not have a man.
And
so, it's black women that have.
And to that end, you know, and think about one other thing. When corporations started offshoring jobs overseas, that started back in the 70s. From my information, it really started in the 60s.
Wow.
It escalated in the 70s, and it continued. Black always primarily in blue-collar jobs. So what did that do for the economic wherewithal of the black man?
Mm.
It further destabilized that gender. It created problems among black men. And then, of course, along at the beginning of the 80s, we had crack cocaine that was deliberately brought into the black community.
Mm-hmm.
So we had all that going on. And look where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all this has been by design.
It's by design, but no one has power over you.
And it really has been about.
No one has power over us unless we give it to them. So knowing what we
do,
we have to teach our daughters and sons to be wise when they make decisions over who they're going to become a family with. You know, sex is not just sex. You're setting something in motion for generations. So it's a decision that has to be made with all of this wisdom in mind, that if you are not deliberate in your decisions, then other people will manipulate you, and they will cause you to destroy yourself. So we have to teach our children differently, and I'm so grateful that our team of hosts is working with me on this Parenting with Peace class that we're presenting, because we have to even prepare our children for the world that they're going to enter with all of the distractions and the manipulation of the mass media. They have to be wise enough to see through what the intent is to program them to do. And they have to have a sense of purpose so that they can't be steered into something that is self-destructive. And they have to have respect for themselves and others. When we make decisions on who we're going to get involved with intimately, that sets a whole future in motion. And it's not just as easy as, oh, I'm sorry, she got pregnant, oh, get her abortion. It's not that simple. And or a man decided, well, I told her I didn't want a baby, and she got pregnant, and so that's too bad, and I'm leaving. Because the absence of a father, that has an impact on the life of the child, both son or daughter. If a mother is not emotionally ready to give birth, and she's angry or hostile, that has an impact. So everything that we do, we have to be deliberate, because there are people with deliberate plans for us if we don't have a plan.
Yes,
so we have
ma'am.
To have a
plan. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So the question
Absolutely.
Is, what is the plan?
So we plan to thrive. We plan to survive. We plan to flourish. We plan to repair the earth that we've torn apart and poisoned. And we plan to be self-sufficient. And we plan to not be dependent on a global world government that sees everybody as slaves that they can do. We plan to not be subjected to misuse by people who think they run the world, because they don't.
Mm-hmm. Because they don't.
The population is at 8 billion, even though they poison the water, poison the food, and we still haven't made it.
And then come up with the jab. That's why you got to see that movie that Jody sent me,
yeah,
Died Suddenly.
That's a real deal.
Yes,
because
you
got to
see
it. It was planned decades
ago.
Create a condition so that people could take over and then inject you with something that would affect your DNA. Now, For those who are tuned in to the higher power, they got the message, be careful what you put inside your body.
Mm-hmm.
But most people can't listen to the scientists. Okay, well, there you go.
I'm listening to what's in here.
You let them be God, and they'll show you what the gods they are.
And that's why so many people have died suddenly. Jody Susan says, when you have sex with another person, you exchange energies. If that person is carrying around guilt, shame, or trauma, and most of us are, you can energetically absorb that. It's like going around plugging your phone into random people's computers and downloading their files. If their files are corrupt in the system, you download them as well. Sex is sacred and should be treated as such. Absolutely right, Jody.
I like that analogy.
Yeah. I tried to play the trailer. It wouldn't let me, Jody. I pulled it up. It wouldn't let me. It would not let me.
Well, you know, all of these systems are connected because the people who are seeking to control information are aware of how to control information.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that we need to have our children learning technology to create other systems that have as the intention the well-being of people and not the manipulation of people.
This is so this is so off the chain. I just could not, you know, they won't let me play it. So I just, as long as you know, go to Google and type in suddenly died. Type in this right here. Type in the word suddenly died and see what you can pull up, because YouTube won't let me play it. So I just thought I'd share that with you. They are still trying to control these.
That's the thing that always amazes me, the arrogance of people who think they can control thought.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember back in the day when, you know, all the people that were transported to America and then made to not allow people to learn to read. And the thought was, we can keep these people from learning, then we can create a group of people that are permanently enslaved. That was the belief. And so they were very brutal in trying to enforce that. Did it work? No. Look at it right now. Didn't work. So it's never going to work, because the one who controls life still is the one who controls life.
Thank you.
Any of these scientists, not any of these biochemical engineers, none of these people control life. They're arrogant. And they believe they have a power that they don't have. There's only one power. And when you tune into that higher power, it doesn't matter what their plan is. They cannot control the greater plan of the one who planned this whole universe. And this little tiny planet Earth,
yeah,
is significant when you see the whole universe and you realize how ridiculously arrogant they are in believing they have control over who can have life, who can thrive, who can grow, and have knowledge. No one can control knowledge, because knowledge comes from the divine, and if you're attuned to the divine, you can download that knowledge right from the creator. Nobody can control that.
Mm-mm.
So all of the attempts mean nothing. That's why we should never live in fear. It doesn't matter what their plan is. It's not going to work. And right now, it's too many people who are aware. And so they're trying hard as they can to keep the brainwashing going, keep people who are alerting the public from having a voice. It's not going to work. So we should know that even though it seems difficult when we see our young people being sexually confused, traumatized, rebelling, it's okay. Because we're going to go through this cleansing process. A lot of things are going to come to the surface, a lot of traumas that we've gone through. But every year, more babies are being born, more souls are coming into planet Earth with a whole different energy. And we're going to see the change manifested by those new souls coming into this earth with a whole different attitude, and they're not coming in here with fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah.
Even though it might seem, well, what happens if everybody decides to be gay and they want to reproduce any children, that's not going to happen. You can't make someone be gay. I don't care how many movies you show them. I don't care how many songs you sing. You can't turn someone gay. You can traumatize them sexually with an assault, which has happened to a lot of people who have chosen not to deal with sex because they've been traumatized.
Okay, Miss Madeline, we would like you to have the last words as we wrap this up. And how people can contact you if people need to contact you. Is that possible? Did she freeze again?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes. I'm happy to talk to anyone about this issue. And I can be reached at 773-331-7865.
That's 773? Yeah, go ahead.
773-331-7865.
773-331-7865. And I think the work that you are doing, Miss Sandy, is crucial because there are so many people who are locked up for things they did not do. And the Clemency Project that you're working on is going to change some lives. I mean, change families, communities, because it's just not the one person that you're affecting. It's the family. It's the whole community. So thank you for the work that you do because that's crucial. And
that really is.
To be doing
a lot of people are being traumatized in the prison system. That's where a lot of our trauma is coming from. Abuse, and people are coming out of that system and they're broken. So we need to prevent them from going in there in the first place.
Yes. So I want to thank you, Ms. Sandy, for the work that you do. Please continue to keep it up. I will post updates on my blog on zeldaspeech.wordpress.com. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, I would like to stay in contact with you all.
Absolutely.
Because when we talk about the black man, Kopech, the life of black men, and my motto in connection with the firm is to end mass incarceration.
Yeah.
And we have so many thousands and thousands of fatherless men locked up. That is impacting the family structure.
Right.
A lot of these children running bus wild out here, committing these crimes, is because there is no man in the house.
Right.
Except I talk to a lot of black men who say, well, I talk to my child who is in prison. I talk to my child by phone. Well, you can do that, and you can try to be a parent. But we know it's nothing like being in that child's face.
Right.
When you can have eye-to-eye contact.
Right.
Right.
And that's the same as hundreds of miles, like 300. They're in a prison that's far away from where they live.
Right. They don't make it convenient for you. They do not make it convenient for you.
They cannot see the father or break the baby.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's designed that way.
It's designed to do exactly what it was designed to do.
Yes. but they don't know what we know, that there is a higher
power.
So that's
my last comment.
Yes.
Right.
There's a higher power. Thank you so much, Ms. Madeline, for being a part of the Female Solution, because you are definitely right on the top, Ms. Sandy. And for those who are watching, you can contact Ms. Sandy. I will post her information on my blog. There it is right there, Updates from Transgender Part 2. It'll be there, and I'll be adding more information as the day goes on. But thank you so very much, Ms. Sandy. We greatly appreciate you. God bless you and your ministry, girl. Keep doing what you're doing. If we can ever be of assistance, please don't hesitate to call. Please. Thank you so much. We'll see you on the next show, because there's going to be a next show.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Sandy. You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.
Love and peace. Wow, that is so. Thank you, love you too, Miss Sandy. That is so awesome. She in her 70s, Naima.
Let you know,
she gives us hope. She gives us hope. She gives us hope. Jody Susan said, "Great show." I'm still trying to pull up that link for. I sent it to myself. I'm waiting for it to show up. As Naima continues the conversation, hopefully I'll be able to grab it. So go ahead, Naima, take it away.
Well, I really admire what Ms. Sandy is doing, especially with this mass incarceration situation. We know that prisons have become a business, and as a result, it has been the business of destroying families, and it's not keeping our communities safe. If it were, then the crime would be going down. Crime mm-hmm. is growing up because mm-hmm. you don't have the two-parent stable household, and you've got one of the parents in jail. And the female population is growing even faster than the male population. A lot of it based on drug use. Well, why do people use drugs? They're under stress, they're under pressure, they're emotionally damaged. That becomes a means of self-medicating. So rather than punishing people for being in pain and causing them more pain, why don't we give them the kind of counseling, the kind of comfort, the kind of care and compassion that they really need? If we were operating on a higher spiritual level as a human family, that's what we would be doing, instead of locking them up and turning people into animals that are wounded and in cages and created to be dysfunctional and abusive, and putting them in situations where they will turn on each other, attack each other, and assault each other. When we stop doing that to people, then we'll stop creating the problems that we're creating.
Mm-hmm.
So what she's doing is of critical importance. We do need to change this society. We need to change what we're doing to families. We need to stop turning people's pain into a business for profit. And we can do this when we choose to do it. So this is why, you know, yeah, you might have the lower energy, the lower frequency people making plans to do things to exploit people's pain, but we don't have to succumb to their plans. This is why we have to choose to see each other with compassion and make decisions of our children and help them see that they have the power to create a different kind of world.
There's a man at my window, and you know I live in a high rise, so I'm sorry. Go ahead, Naima. I got to get this.
And so when we make choices...
He's washing my window. Thank you. He can't see me, but I can see him.
Yeah, not peeping in there. He's washing. Make sure you got a squeegee in his hand.
He does.
But we have to have a plan for our children that goes above and beyond. So now you can see outside, see the beautiful sunlight, and watch the birds fly past and all those beautiful
things. Wow. I'm sorry, I just had to, I had to grab that. I was like, who is that knocking on the door? And then here he is over on the other side.
Oh, okay.
Here he is on the other side.
Now, hey, it's good to know that he's doing...
Bless his heart.
Doing an honest day's work.
That he is doing. You know what? I am trying to pull up this video that... Naima, that...
might be coded to be blocked.
Yeah, it's coded to be blocked. They are not allowing me to pull that up. So you can expect that, but it will be on my blog. How about that? Zelda Speak, yeah, I've noted anytime I put anything on Facebook that says that goes back to my blog, they don't let it through.
Yeah.
It does not.
And that's important for us to not be naive about the systems that we're using.
Right.
Because there is a political and economic agenda for everything. So that's the challenge for us to create systems, to create computer systems, to create communication systems, to create and not just depend on other people's creations, because the same brain that created this system, we got the same brain, we can create another.
Yeezy, all the celebrities with all this money.
Yes.
Create some platforms. And speaking of platforms, Pixely. Everybody's pissed off at Twitter. You need to go to Pixely. I'm going to pull that up for you in a few minutes.
So, it created a whole new communication system, new
social media.
System. That's all we have to do. Create something better.
And we are so good at creating everything. Everybody, they try and buy it from us as soon as they see that it's good. And that people, there it is. This is the site you need to be on, Pixely.
That's right.
Pixely.com. Right. Let me type that in there so you can see it. Pixely.com. Sign up. Because a fellow journalist and Pixely.com. There you go. Pixely.com. This is the site you want to go to, because this is the site made by a woman, a fellow journalist, who is has a solution to all the drama that's going on. You see the transgender show is on there. This is my page, Zelda Speaks. And you see, I've been doing. And but what I haven't done is I got to go in here and do the albums, the community events, and things of that nature. This is, you know, it's just like any other platform. It's just owned by a sister.
Because all we're trying to do is just talk to each other. That's all. Talk to each other without interference and to be able to say what we want to say without censorship. That's all we're trying to do.
Right.
And when people want to control what you can say and they want to control what you can think, then they're trying to manipulate you and keep you in an enslaved position so that you're always living in fear. We have to erase fear. There's nothing to be afraid of because no one has power over anybody. It's an illusion if they make you think they do. No one has power over you. The only thing they can do is either be kind or unkind, but they have no power to do anything other than that. So this is why we have to, right now the internet is an open book.
Yep.
And nobody can control knowledge. There used to be a time. They could keep you out of the library. They could keep books
They
keep knowledge from being spread. Now we have the internet, and nobody can keep you from researching and discovering. Nobody can control. It's too late. The genie's out of the bottle.
She said a genie is out of the bottle.
That's the age we live in now. Knowledge is right at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
Now people can dismiss what you know, but they can't make you unknow it once you know
right.
it.
Right.
We have the power to do everything we need to do.
We just have to raise up and do it and come out from under, as you said earlier, come out from under fear.
That's right.
It is 9:34. We are over the time, but I just had to get that information to you. And even though I can't pull it up on Facebook, they're not going to allow you to come to my blog on zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. So I'm gonna post it on here on Pixely. All the information you need to do is going to be right here on Pixely. So be sure and go and check it out. Jody says, whoa. Okay, she just sent me some information. She's going to show the trailer at the beginning of the show. If you ladies can share the link. Oh, yeah, we'll definitely share it. All right, thank you, Jody. If Naima could talk a few more minutes, I'll see if I can try to pull it up.
Well, you know I can talk for days.
Do what you do, girl. Do what you do. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Okay. Well, we are really excited because we've been connecting with like minds all over the globe, and the online network for Associated Internet Radio Hosts will be launching a new television network.
Yay!
All of the great minds from around the world that have been sharing information, some of it that the powers that be treated like it's forbidden, but really it's knowledge that the Creator has given us so that we can spread it in these times of mental liberation. It's time for us as a human family to come out from under this enslavement of all of these systems that are keeping us in a state of impoverishment, in a state of fear, in a state of ignorance. We have the power to do whatever we need to do. And so all of those who are of like mind, you'll see their programs on the on-air TV network. The people who are giving us information about growing food, about purifying air, about natural healing, about learning languages so that we can talk to each other all over the globe. All the people that are sharing their knowledge, sharing spiritual wisdom so that we can be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. People who are inspired with new inventions, new creations that can help us maintain health and wellness without being robbed blind and forced to pay so much to just stay alive when the natural way to help our bodies heal themselves is right here available. The knowledge is right here at our fingertips. So we're presenting an opportunity for you to tune in to a TV network that uplifts you. This is Higher Conscious Media on-air TV network. So look for it January 2023. We're so excited because there are more people who are in tune with the ways of peace than there are people who are creating disturbances. We have a daily news reporting system that's sharing with you news to inspire you, people who are actually making a positive difference in the world. There are more people doing good deeds every day than the people that are robbing, stealing, and killing. But what do we hear on the networks that profit off of our fear? We see and hear the worst of human behavior, and so we start believing that we can't trust each other, and we start believing that we can't work together, and so we remain enslaved to a financial system that exploits us. But on the on-air TV network, we'll be introduced to people who have all kinds of alternative economic systems that are based on sharing and cooperation and not on exploitation. So the thoughts will liberate us. We're sharing higher thoughts, higher consciousness, higher awareness with people around the globe who are of like mind and are making a difference where they live, wherever they live, whether it's Bangladesh or Budapest. Everywhere in the world, people are awakening. And so we're providing a network that you can tune into every day for inspiration, motivation, and direction on how you can best enhance your life. So look for it in January 2023 on
TV Network. On-air TV Network, and we'll be posting that information. But this is the information I'm trying to share with you now, and they won't let us. They will not let us. Every time I copied the information Jody sent me, and every time I copy it and paste it, everything shows up. But what I'm trying to do now, see if I
take them down. Whoever originally posted, they probably got a notice saying, you know, your content is unacceptable. Whatever the case may be.
But yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah. So I mean, that just lets us know that. They're aware that people are awakening and sharing information, and they're trying to prevent it.
Yep.
But again, it won't work. Just like the population control didn't work. 8 billion people on the planet.
Nope.
So nobody is to see the end of humanity anywhere, anytime soon. And we should know that as long as we have the ability to share information, that we're going to continue to be able to thwart any plan to destabilize our population. Even though we are facing some challenges, but every challenge teaches you something. So now we have an opportunity to teach our children growing up now. You see what happens when you're not conscious of what you're doing. People take advantage of it. So now that you see the consequences, you shouldn't have to experience them yourself. Learn from other people's mistakes. That's what history is for, to teach you where you went wrong so you don't do it again.
And
so there are a lot of people that get concerned with the whole transgender thing because it's like more and more people are taking that as an option. Science can be a plus, but if we look further back enough in our history, we'll know that we've made some mistakes in trying to do things that are inappropriate. There have been DNA and cell manipulation and experimentation, mixing human and animal genes and all of that. It didn't turn out well, and we need to know that we made that mistake in the past, and we need to know when to stop. There is a point where science becomes destruction, and so if it's not promoting life, we need to take a look at it. And I understand people are going through a lot of changes, trying to figure out, you know, I've been feeling like a woman all my life, I've been feeling like a man all my life. If I was going to suggest anything, I would suggest past life regression hypnotherapy so a person can go back to their original life plan and find out, why did I choose to be the sex that I've chosen, and why am I now changing my mind? What happened in my life? Was I traumatized? Did something trigger a memory from a past life, trauma, like Deanna said, something that was not resolved? You know, what made me make this decision? So, and then ultimately people are going to decide what they're going to become and who they're going to be, but I don't think you can really change the original plan for who you chose to be, even if you have surgery, because it's too much. So this is a thing that's going to challenge our society greatly. But if we learn anything, we should learn that we're not the bodies we're in. We're the souls inside the body. And how are we treating each other inside these bodies? That's the most important.
Mm-hmm. And how you treat yourself is a direct result of how your children will probably treat themselves.
Yes.
In case you didn't get a chance to see the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest this past Saturday, that was just some really outrageous things that we saw. You got to go back and see it. I'll put the link in on my page on my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. But congratulations to those who did participate in the November Teen Talent Contest. There is no winner because it's a tie. They were awesome. You got to go back and see it. That's all I got to say. And as soon as we break this tie, well, I guess they'll have to come back in December and break the tie. So that's something that I want to share with you. Also, I wanted to share with you this information about someone that we all grew up with who made her transition over the weekend, and that was Irene Cara. Remember the song Sparkle? Yeah, she made her transition.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she passed.
Sparkle.
Yeah, Sparkle. Yeah, we all.
Also, she was the wife of Medgar Evers, I remember.
She was the wife of Medgar Evers.
Yeah, and the movie about Medgar Evers.
Oh, okay,
wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so be sure and check that out. She's, what, 63 years young? Young girl.
Really?
Yeah, 63.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, we all got to go, but I just thought I'd share that with you. Condolences to her family for that which they are going through, because that's always a challenge. And before I leave, I know most of you, many of us, have the challenge now. We're trying to figure out how we're going to pay these bills, because we have a tendency to overload ourselves because we listen to those who are in charge or think they're in charge. So for those of you who are
have a tendency to worry, enjoy this before we leave and share it with someone.
Rising. And thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Del Speaks. Stressologist. Any stress in your life? Well, most of us do. Unfortunately, we don't know what to do with it, stress, especially as it relates to worry. I was once a worried about everything, and I finally figured it out. What's your training? Yeah, I've been certified with the American Society of Training and Development, National Speakers Association, and all of them. But none of those organizations helped me stop worrying. They just gave me validation for the public to see what credentials I have. So the credentials I have now are from life experience, and I've learned how not to worry. And you can learn how not to worry, too, boss. It is indoctrinated in us to worry. We don't have the answers, so we think the worst is going to happen. Well, I got a solution to that. And that is the Worry Workshop. So I'm going to pull that up for you on my blog. Why do you worry when you don't have to? Go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you can sign up right there and find out how you can. And remember, sharing is caring. If you care about yourself and your loved ones, help them see their way out of a mess. Give them the gift. It makes a great birthday gift. It makes a great holiday gift. So instead of running to the store getting something that they really might not need, give them a worry-free life. Give them the gift of a worry-free existence. And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you. You only worry because you haven't been trained how not to worry. There's a secret, and most of us don't know it. And by the grace of God, because I listen to nature in the morning and all through the day, Tony's like, you got TV, radio? And I was like, no, baby, I'm tuned in. I'm listening. So, you know, go ahead, watch a movie, have fun. But right now, I'm listening to Connect. So if you want to connect with me, with somebody who's learned how not to worry, you can text me at 219-299-2114. As I leave you with the female solution and our closing comments.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Shauna. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And you are a part of the solution because you're still here, you're still watching, and we thank you. We are most grateful for that. We appreciate the fact that you will share this video because somebody somewhere is going through it, whether it's transgender or worry or family, community, whatever chaos is going on in the world. There's some chaos going on somewhere. But you are one of the many blessed who don't have to have that issue because you have the female solution. So thank you for joining us. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 till 9 a.m. with Jody Sussod. Oh, my goodness, Self-Care. If you don't see any other show, please tune in tomorrow morning. You'll be glad you did. That's all I can tell you. And the words of Bugs Bunny. That's all, folks, and I leave you with this so you don't have to worry anymore. Make it a great day. Thanks for watching.
How are you feeling today? Do you worry about things? What do you worry about? Money, relationships, job, your children? Probably all of those, right? Well, we haven't been taught the skill of silencing those voices and a plan on how to do that. All you have to do is sign up. You're only one click away from the Worry Workshop. Just go to my blog, selfspeaks.wordpress.com.
And thanks for sharing. Make it a great day. Bye-bye now. Alrighty. Great show, Naima.
Yeah, they're going to hang up from Blossom.
Oh, yeah, keep forgetting about that. Got to hang up. Interns for... All right. Thank you all for listening and for joining. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Where's in that? There you go.